St. Martin facing Luxembourg. Randy Kirby, how's it going?
Thank you, Scott. Spot on. Thank you, Scott Stevens, for manning the controls this afternoon at the Chasm Radio Studios. Honest to God, Kirby and I can talk till we're blue in the face, but it doesn't get on the air without Scott back at the studio. So thank you, Scott. That is very much appreciated for what you do. Kirby, who would have thought after I got that text message from you this morning, game's going to start an hour late, and then we got to Meyer Grove. We're going to start at 12:30, that we're just about spot on here. 8 o'clock on a Saturday evening, the sun is shining, gracing us with its beauty across El Rosa Saints Field, and we get to play game number 4 today.
Well, I would like to take this time to thank Scott Leeser, Ty Reller, let's see, JT Harn, as well as, man, they're starting to run together. Who did Lux play? Lux beat Lake Henry, JT Harn, Trent Wendland, and I'd also like to thank Peyton Van Beck, Anthony Reverman, and the Greenwald Drafty for working quick
Tyler
today.
Hoffman.
Tyler Hoffman throwing strikes, working ahead, quick innings, because I'm telling you, if you would have told me at, 12:30 that we'd be starting this game right around 8 o'clock, I would have said, well, you're high. That's not going to happen. So it's great that it worked out, and what a lovely night for baseball here in El Rosa.
It's absolutely gorgeous. We have had some great games today. Last night, Kirby and I were up here 7-2. Richmond beat Watkins last night. But since then, we have had just awesome games. St. Martin beat New Munich earlier today, 2-1. We had Luxembourg with the win over Lake Henry, 3-2. And then El Rosa just comes away with a 4-1 victory over Spring Hill this evening. So, yeah, great baseball. I expect nothing but more great baseball tonight as Luxembourg takes on the St. Martin Martins in a winner's bracket game. And, Kirby, we mentioned this state qualifier game on the line tonight here in El Rosa.
Was Yogi Berra who said deja vu all over again, because these two teams played last year in this very game at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Winner got into the state tournament. It was a walk-off win for Luxembourg. I recall a misplayed ball in left field for the Martins later in the game. But, yeah, they each went to state last year, and one of them for sure is going back this year. We just got to decide who's it going to be.
That's right. They have met at home plate. We're going to get the starting lineups here shortly. Region Baseball, Kirby, why don't we do this? Let's get our starting lineups, get that in, and then I'll let you know who's sponsoring our game tonight.
Well, the Martins are the visitors on the scoreboard, so I would assume it was a coin toss situation, being both of these teams were a one seed. Carl Leeser's Martins looking for their 15th state tournament appearance here tonight. Leading off and catching will be Zach Moritz, batting second in left. Brian Schlungen, batting third at shortstop. Kyle Leeser, batting fourth at first base, Brady Goble. Batting fifth at second base, Tanner Arsenal. Batting sixth in center field, Nolan Reeder. Batting seventh, and the DH today is Scott Leeser. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Ben Schroeder. Batting eighth at third base, Ryan Messer. Batting ninth in right field, Matthew Schlungen. Again, Moritz, Schlungen, Leeser. Goble, Arsenal, Reeder. Leeser, Messer, Schlungen. Ben Schroeder on the mound for St. Martin. For Chris Knaus and the Luxembourg Brewers, looking for their fourth state tournament appearance, leading off in center field, Luke Harn, batting second at shortstop, Ethan Fruth, batting third at first, Josh Lanko, batting fourth and pitching this evening will be Reed Funnenstein, batting fifth at third base, Derek Orth, batting sixth in catching, Will Beckman, batting seventh in left field, Brady Koenig, batting eighth, the designated hitter, Luke Schmidt, he'll be hitting for the right fielder, JT Harn, and batting ninth at second base, Connor Clark. Again, Harn, Fruth, Lanko, Funnenstein, Orth, Beckman, Kenning, Schmidt, Clark, JT Harn in right field for the Luxembourg Brewers. It is the Brewers and the Martins duking it out for that first kick at the can in the state tournament appearances.
Region 15C baseball action brought to you by Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Buyer Built of Belgrade, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of Road Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rembo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady's Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Ipsock Center, and Grove Mutual Insurance, bringing us baseball tonight here on KASM Radio. Kirby and I, we're going to take a break here on KASM. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
And back at El Rosa Baseball Park, game number four of the day, St. Martin and Luxembourg. Luxembourg, the home team on the scoreboard. Reed Funenstein taking his warm-up tosses. Kirby, you know a little bit about Reed Funenstein. He has traveled a little bit in his baseball career, hasn't he?
2013, Ricori High School graduate, a college career at NDSU. He was a Cold Spring Springer. I think he was a Cold Spring Rocky maybe for a year. His brother-in-law is the manager of these guys, so now he's a Luxembourg Brewer. Big old boy out on the mound, Randy, and he can come with that old number one from time to time. Still some zip. Left back there, it's we talked about it earlier this afternoon, the luxury that these guys have, the luxury, you could say, that when you get Harn and Funenstein at the top of your rotation, yes, please.
Exactly. JT Harn, the winner of their first game today, he gets a chance to play out in right field, although he's DH for. JT showing some of his athleticism, still playing defensively. For the Martins, Kerb kicking it off this evening, Zach Moritz. And Zach, our player of the game earlier today for the Martins, the Martin left fielder in that ball game. Tonight he catches, he takes a strike from Funenstein and 0-1. We'll set the Brewers up for you defensively here in just a bit as Funenstein rears back and fires. The pitch is high to Moritz in the count, one ball, one strike. Over at third base, it's Derek Orth at short, Ethan Fruth at second base, Connor Clark in at first base tonight. It's Josh Lanko in left field. We have Brady Kenning out in center field, Luke Harn, and in right field, it's JT Harn. Behind the plate, it is Will Beckman, and on the mound, Reed Funenstein. As the pitch is down in the way, and the count, two balls and a strike to Zach Moritz. Brian Schlungen on deck, he'll be followed by Kyle Leeser, as Moritz chops this one high over to third. A back on his heels as third baseman Derek Orth, and he makes the throw from his heels, and he throws a strike to first base for the out.
Derek's not he's not built, you know, like a taller third baseman, so he had to get up and jump at that one, Randy. But he made a very nice play, got rid of it quickly, anticipating that Moritz, a leadoff hitter, could run a little bit, so he fielded and sling it over there for a quick out number one and a nice play. That guy, they got some impressive players in this infield.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with him. Ethan Fruth plays a darn good shortstop. And they had Stang at second today. Now we got Clark at second. And you're slunging late on the fastball from Funnenstein in the count 1-1.
You feel really far away compared to Meyer Grove in this press box?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You have enough time to change your pants that you may have soiled
well,
if you get a ball up here.
I don't know yet. We'll see. Matt Bauer has said the ball does come up here pretty fast yet, so we'll just have to wait and see if Schlungen falls it off the plate in the count 1-2. You know, last year, Luxembourg's team, they had Isaac Mashinsky over at first base, and now Lanco DH'd a lot last year. Now Josh has taken over that role. And
like that big body first baseman.
Oh, absolutely. 1-2 to Schlungen, the pitch bouncing up to the plate, and 2-2. I was just thinking after you said Reed Funnenstein played a little hockey, I can't imagine getting checked into the boards by him.
It's a big dude. Oh, you got to assume, man, he's got some force behind it, too, at that size and those shoulders.
Two balls, two strikes. Schlungen lays off the pitch that just misses on the outside corner, and the count full at 3-2. So we say seen two sets of umpires today. Earlier today, those umpires flipped back and forth for games 1-2, and then these two umpires taking games 3-4. Schlungen swings and misses at the, I don't know what that was, if it was slider or a breaking ball or a changeup, but Funnenstein gets the strike out of Brian Schlungen.
Yeah, something with a wrinkle that left the zone, and Brian chased and goes down swinging for the first strikeout and second out here in the top of the first.
Bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle. Martin shortstop. Wearing that little bit of a protection on his front calf.
0-for-2 in game one with two walks. Did score the game-winning run in the eighth inning on that sac fly RBI by Scott Leeser.
First pitch a strike. Leeser rips this down the third baseline. Just foul by a foot, and the count at 0-2 to Kyle Leeser. No balls, two strikes. I don't know. It's gorgeous here tonight. It's absolutely beautiful.
Did the flag move during the anthem?
Not much.
You
can
see
those big tall trees. There is a little breeze up there in the sky. As the 0-2 coming to Leeser, pitches high for a ball 1-2, but just to see those rays of sun cutting across a baseball field this time of night, I was like, okay, let's write a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the diary of Randy Rostock.
Hey, exactly. Here's a pop-up by Leeser behind the plate. Beckman giving chase, and that's going to go off the backstop and the count at 1-2.
There's a guy who holds a pretty nice place of his heart for this ballpark about 10 feet to your left, who's hoping those rays of sun got a little power to him here this evening. Gumby said they got way more rain than everybody else. He must be in the Dr. Keith territory of rain.
Well,
rain
just by the puddles out here, too, it definitely looks like they maybe got a little bit more rain here. Leeser chops this one foul over by his dugout at third base. Count ball and two strikes yet. Matt did tell me, though, that his infield tarp is a work in progress. It worked to some degree.
Maybe not so much in another degree?
That's correct. But it is work in progress. He said, we'll figure it out yet. Pitch a little bit high to Kyle Leeser in the count, two balls, two strikes.
Was there a bird issue with the tarp, Matt? No? Okay. AJ was full of guff when he sent me a Snapchat earlier, I guess.
Two balls, two strikes. As the pitch coming from Funnenstein outside, the count full at 3-2.
Good at bat here, Matt Leeser.
We make light of it, but Matt Bauer has taken care of this field for so many years. He's just trying to make play better and hopefully avoid like an all-day rain or something like that. We never got it. But so Leeser has made Funnenstein work in this at-bat, 3-2, and that's inside. It's going to hit Kyle in the shoulder, just grazes off of him, and Leeser's going to draw the first base after being hit by a pitch.
Good at bat right there. 0-2 to work out a walk or a hit by pitch. That did hit him?
Yeah, it did get him in the shoulder. Okay. So it called dead ball right away, the home plate umpire. But we mentioned this in at bats for guys. If you can make that pitcher throw 7-8 pitches to you in your very first at bat in the first inning, Kirby, I mean, all of a sudden you're looking at pitch count later in the game.
Yeah, that stuff matters.
Here's Brady Goble in the first pitch, too. Brady is a strike called 0-1.
Some zip with the heater on the corner right there from Big Reed.
Well, it's one strike. I never played catch with Reed Funnenstein, but there are certain pitchers that they just have a heavy ball.
Sure.
I mean, it just drives into your mitt, and you go, whoa. Leeser, a little bit of a deke over at first. He comes back in a called strike two to Brady Goble. 0-2.
So he dots you on the corner with the heater, and then he snaps that hook in there, Randy. And like you said earlier, now where's he going?
Exactly. No balls, two strikes. Leeser takes his lead again, and Goble takes strike three called, and he's out on strikes. That'll end the Martin first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Half inning in our books. St. Martin nothing, Luxembourg coming to bat. More baseball here in Region 15. See you in a minute on KASN.
Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark Mark of Grinnell Mutual.
Saturday Night Baseball on KASM. You know, we can call it Saturday Night Lights. The lights are on here at Al Rosa, Kirby.
I like it.
Yeah.
Can I be Tim Riggins?
you can be whoever you want.
You're the best. Yeah. You're good to me.
Thank you for following me to the baseball park.
Yeah, I was thinking about that's 2 days in a row I've been on your bumper, that and I haven't tested the old accelerator.
No, gas
prices where they're at right now, I could have easily buzzed you, but thought I'd show some respect to my elders and that's follow wonderful. Nicely.
Wonderful. And we got here at the same time, so.
Yeah. Coincidentally, yeah. Pulled in at the same time.
Yeah. Thank you for your service to your two passengers. Yeah. So, yeah.
Stole my car to go to the bar between games. That was nice of them.
All righty. As we get going here in the bottom half of the first inning, Ben Schrader on the mound for the St. Martin Martins. Schrader set to face Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Josh Lenko. Ben Schrader ready to deal. His pitch on the way. And a strike called. And 0-1. Kirby, Ben Schrader, his variety of pitches, he has a few.
He does. He'll come at you with the fastball. He's got a very sharp breaking ball. It's been
there. Right it there. Was.
Yeah, speak yep, of the devil. She shall appear.
If so, that's on.
Yeah, that's where he gets pretty effective, especially when he keeps it down. When it gets up, that's where he gets in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
But he's pretty doggone good. It's another, as far as number two pitchers go, if you want to call these guys number twos, a couple good ones tonight. Yep.
Schrader misses a little bit high to Luke Harn, and the count 1-2. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score if you're just joining us. Region 15C Baseball on KASM. As Harn swings and misses as he chases the big nasty from Ben and one out. I think Ben Schrader can be as good as Ben Schrader can be, Kirby. He just can't be his own enemy. And a lot of times he gets frustrated with calls maybe from the umpire, and he just can't let that bother him.
Safe assumption. Yeah, he's been known to get into some beefs with some umpires, but who hasn't amongst us?
Right, exactly.
Except you, church boy, right? No ejections in your career?
No ejections. No.
As an ump or a player?
Or a player. Yeah. No. I took it as an ump, too. You bet. Here's a bloop by Ethan Fruth to right field. Matthew Schlungen coming in and making the catch for the out. I always said that if you can avoid controversy in a game, Kirby, as an umpire, as a player, I mean, people are going to forget maybe that bad call or that you just missed the tag at second there. Yeah.
What was the worst one you ever got as an umpire?
As far as
chin-to-chin.
Chin-to-chin. We'll get to it as Josh Lanko comes up to the plate. I was doing a holding forward and St. Stephen game, I believe, and I had this pitcher for St. Stephen who was just throwing curveball after curveball after curveball, and I was calling strikes on the hitters, and needless to say, I had four-letter words thrown at me and everything else.
And it wasn't like, love and kiss and stuff?
It's like I just called it a strike to go back to the dugout, and he wanted to get ejected, but it never happened. 1-1 the count to Josh Lanko. There's a strike called. And 1-2 as Ben Schrader gets ahead on the count. 1-2, 2 outs, nobody on for Lux. The pitch to Lanko. Ground ball to Leeser at short. Takes a nice big hop for Kyle. Across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Brewers' first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played one here in El Rosa, a state qualifier game. It's scoreless. St. Martin and Luxembourg, we're back in a minute.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated. Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament.
I like that, Kerb. Nice bumper there. All Weekend Radio.
Thank you, Randy. Take pride in my bumpers.
Yeah, not a problem. Top of the second inning, Reed Funnenstein getting ready for the Martins. Middle part of their order. That'll be Tanner Arsenal, Nolan Reeder, Scott Leeser. Kirby, you got a minute here? Tell us, tell our listeners that they can go on to our Chasm website, catch rebroadcasts or the replays of our games, right?
Yeah, on mychasm.com under the sports tab at Monday. I'd like to say Monday morning. I'm thinking it's going to be more like Monday afternoon, maybe closer to Tuesday. You can go on that tab, listen to the rebroadcast of all eight games that you and I do this weekend. Apparently, it's good music to work to, whether you work right down the street. It's good music to, or good things to listen back to if you're getting fired up for your region's game, if you're from Luxembourg.
If you're having a midwinter party.
Midwinter party, that's what we're here for. So, yeah, hop online, mychasm.com, under the sports tab, and listen back. You get to hear all the dumb stuff I said all weekend.
Tanner Arsenault at the plate, 1-1, as Funnenstein brings the big breaking ball and a swing and a miss by Tanner. Strike two.
He's got these guys off balance, Randy.
Really does. I mean, the angle we have right now, they're missing that ball by a good foot. Good foot. As Funnenstein's pitch coming outside, a ball in 2-2. It's Arsenal, Nolan Reeder, and Scott Leeser here in the second for St. Martin. A scoreless game. These two teams winning earlier today. St. Martin 2-1 over New Munich. Luxembourg 3-2 over Lake Henry. Fouled over our heads by Tanner Arsenal. The count, 2-2. 2-2 the count. Of course, tomorrow night, depending upon how our games go, tomorrow in Meyer Grove, we'll have another Dick Putz show on KASM as the pitch is high and the count full 3-2. It may be that the Dick Putz show gets done from Meyer Grove. It may be that I get home in time to do the Dick Putz show. We'll see. Arsenal taps this one foul down the third baseline.
I said this to you a couple weeks ago, but this is where the put shows get really good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not that you're stinking like May or anything like that, but when you get all the region games and all the big stuff and everybody's, you know, everybody calls in basically, that's when, you know, that's when you sharing the news is appointment radio.
Exactly. 3-2 to Arsenal, high ball four, and a walk by Reed Funnenstein. Reed hit Kyle Leeser earlier, now a walk to Tanner Arsenal. Martins have a base runner with nobody out, and Nolan Reeder looking down to Carl Leeser and Kirby. Small ball.
It's been the theme. Carl was quite aggressive today in the small ball, and well, in the management department completely. But I'd say game like this early would be ideal spot to get a guy to second base.
Here's Munnenstein. Reeder puts a bunt down, kind of back to Reed on the mound. He doesn't even look to second, throws to first. And Reeder gets the job done. 1-3 in the put out of Nolan.
Did the job. Got it down. Got him over. Now it's up to Scott Leeser, Ryan Messer to clutch up, get him in.
Funnenstein, as he turned to throw Kirby, you could see his face was full of sunshine.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, okay, I got to find my first baseman here.
So the Martins, one of the few teams who throw around the horn to first base.
Sure.
Not many teams do that. And I saw that Brady Goebel, at one point, Ben Schroeder was behind the mound, and Brady went like this, and Ben was like, no, like, roll it to me. I cannot see you. So
pitch to Scott Leeser, low for a ball, 1-0 from Reed Funnenstein, who's working out of the stretch. Arsenal is lead at second, and that pitch gets away from the catcher, Beckman, and Tanner Arsenal off to third, and now, with a count of two balls, no strikes to Scotty Leeser, Tanner Arsenal is just 90 feet away.
Yeah, that wasn't all that low, Randy. I'm thinking more pass ball than wild pitch.
And again, maybe just a little bit of a mix up there with Beckman and Funnenstein. Although we are seeing Reed's ball move just a lot tonight.
Tough guy to hit. Can be a tough guy to catch. Granted, you should have the advantage of knowing what's coming.
Exactly. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Scott Leeser. Again, that goes off of the mitt of Beckman, but he's able to keep it in front of him. So that's two pitches in a row, Kirby. It's like, is that ball moving that much or what?
Something's up.
Infield in on the grass at 3-0. Leeser taps this one down the third baseline. He had the green light on 3-0.
He's lucky that's foul. He might have been hearing about it from his his manager and his other four co-managers on that team. If all you do on a 3-0 green light is peter one over to third, not to get a run in.
Scott Leeser back into the box. Three balls, one strike. One out and one on for the Martins here in the second. No score. Funnenstein kicks, delivers. And this is a sky to center field, really shallow center field, coming in and making the catch. Arsenal tagging, throw to the plate, not in time, as Arsenal beats the throw from Luxembourg center fielder Luke Harn.
Sack fly RBI, that was the game winner in game one for St. Martin today against New Munich. Scott Leeser with the sack fly RBI, and
yep.
Tanner, couple not that hard steps, and then all of a sudden it seems like he said, you know what, I'm going.
Story, that throw was a little up the line.
It was.
A little up the line. Chewed had it been at home plate.
Chewed up in the infield.
Yeah,
too.
Yep. So that infield took a little bit off of it. Here's Ryan Messer, and the Martins with a 1-0 lead and two outs. Messer takes a strike called, an 0-1. Swing and a miss by Ryan. There's strike two.
Funnenstein maybe geared up a little now, Randy, with a notch on the scoreboard.
No balls, two strikes. Here's Messer, ground ball to Lanko at first. He'll field it and run it to the bag, and that'll do it for the Martins here in inning number two. They come up with a run on no hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We played 1.5, St. Martin 1. Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Huel, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon Parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Bottom of two, Ben Schrader will face the four, five, six hitters. That's Reed Funenstein, Derek Orth, and Will Beckman.
Going with a lead now.
Going with a lead, 1-0. In Martin style, a run without a hit.
Classic Martin style. I've seen him win a state tournament game like that. one run, no hits.
There's something to be said about that, though, and I kind of laugh, but it's like, you guys know how to do it. It's... take advantage of little miscues.
Find a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That game last year, the state tournament game against Fergus Falls, Kyle Leeser went first to third after a walk on a wild pitch. First to third he went because it was a deep backstop.
Sure,
in Chaska.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and then suicide squeeze from Brian Schlungen right after that. The Martin way, as you had mentioned, and on to the next round. Coincidentally, they got no hit the next game, too.
Reed Funenstein, a drive to right field. Matthew Schlungen had him played perfectly, though, right into the glove of Matt, and one out.
Good wood right there, but right on him.
Bring Derek Orth to the plate. Derek had a good ball game today against the Lakers.
Yeah, Derek going 2 for 4, scored 2 runs, stole a bag, a couple singles on the day.
Ben Schrader kicks and delivers, and Orth fouls that pitch at the plate. The count 0-1.
Combined age between the... pitcher and batter right now, unless someone snuck a birthday in on me, 70, Randy.
My oh my.
Couple 2005 graduates.
Here's Orth, a big swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Ben Schrader pitching with one out, nobody on. The 0-2 to Orth. Here's a ground ball to second. Tanner Arsenault stays down on it. His throw to Brady Goble, and 4-3 on the putout.
Couple loud outs. I mean, Derek with a good chunk of that one. Reed obviously getting a little more, and then some loft on it as well. But the barrels are starting to be found here a little. I mean, the last two guys at least. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these guys are in the 4, 5, 6 spot
for a reason.
They're for a reason, exactly. Well, Beckman, the catcher. Plate, and Beckman, big swing as he folds it to the backstop right on that pitch, 0-1. On deck, it's Brady Kenning. 0-1 the count. Ready again. Here's Ben Schrader's pitch. Shot up the middle, a solid base hit. Kirby, you just mentioned how hard the first two were hit, and that third one hit equally as hard.
Unless Mort is setting up down the middle, Schrader's leaving it up a little bit right now. Is starting to hear some louder contact, Randy. We saw some soft contact on the fly ball and the bounce out by Lenko and Fruth in the first inning, but Funenstein, the hard hit out. Orth, not as hard, but still got a good chunk of it. And then, of course, the solid knock right there for Beckman.
So with two outs and one on, here's the first pitch hitting Brady Kenning. Pops it down the right field line. That's going to fall in front of Matthew Schlungen. First to third goes Orth. Matthew gets it into the infield. And so a bloop single by Kenning as he finds that right field line right in front of Matthew Schlungen. Matthew was playing off the line, so he wasn't going to get to that.
No, and I mean, just a perfectly placed little dump into right field right there from Brady Kenning, and a first to third jaunt for Will Beckman. Now the Brewers a little two-out party right here as they got runners at the corners.
1-0, St. Martin leads. If you're just joining us here on KASM, if the power gets a little weaker on you, you go from AM 1150 to 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2 if you want to, or pull us up on our Chasm stream, mychasm.com. You can catch us on
four different signals. No reason, no excuse to miss region baseball. First pitch to Luke Schmidt, a ball, and now Schmidt drives this to left field. Brian Schlungen has a beat on it. Make the catch for the out, and four solidly hit, five solidly hit balls here, and the Brewers come up empty in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. After two, St. Martin 1, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olbscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Back at El Rosa, we head to the third inning, and the man of many talents, Kirby Hemish, voice on Chasm, voice on Bob FM. He's all over the place. And Kirby, voice of Region 15C Baseball, it's yours.
Thank you, Randy. As we move the third inning, it'll be 9-1-2 in the Martin order. That's Schlungen, Moritz, Schlungen. The Schlungens being Matthew and Brian in that order. As Matthew steps into the batter's box, the only Martin who's yet to see Reed Funnenstein thus far here on your Saturday night, as Funnenstein rocks and fires. His first offering to Matthew is off the plate for a ball. One in the second for St. Martin. It was a walk to Tanner Arsenal, got to second on a sack bunt, third on a wild pitch, and scored on a sack fly. As Funnenstein's 1-0 offering, that is hit in the air to left field, back, still going back. Kenig now on a back pedal, makes the catch just shy of the warning track for a loud and still effective out number one.
Almost warning track. He was just a step off the warning track, Kirby. And it goes from 320 to 360, and he was right in between those numbers.
Straight out, basically.
Yeah.
Out there. The lineup flips over back on top to Zach Moritz. As Moritz into the batter's box, he bounced out to Derek Orth. Nearly chopped one over Orth's head, but Derek was able to make the play and throw him out. That's how our game started about a half hour ago. Funnenstein cleaning the cleats. As El Rosa kind enough to have that kind of cleat scrubber on the back of the mound is the first offering to Moritz, missing high for a ball. Update from Target Field. Jose Miranda stays hot. He goes deep. It's 4-2 Twins in the bottom of the sixth inning as they continue their series against the Blue Jays. As Funnenstein's 1-0 offering to Moritz, that's down and away. And now 2-0. Moritz to be followed by Brian Schlungen. Anybody reaches, it's Kyle Leeser for the Martins here in the third. As Funnenstein is 2-0 offering, that's in at the letters for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. Kenning pretty deep in left field, Harn pretty standard spot, and then in right field other Harn straight away as well. Is he 2-1 pitch that just misses as well. Funnenstein throwing up a little bit. Reed with the kind of that cockeyed turn of his head, maybe thinking he got that one underneath the letters. 3-1 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike to fill it up to Moritz at 3-2. Zach in game one today walked, had two singles as well, though, one of which an RBI single in that one-run fifth inning, plating Scott Leeser. Payoff pitch coming right here from Funnenstein. 3-2. That's chopped foul at home plate by Moritz, and we'll do the 3-2 over again.
Good hitters make pitchers work. That's what Zach is doing.
Not supposed to be easy.
No.
If it was, everybody would do it, right?
That's right.
Funnenstein gets the baseball retrieved, gets the sign from his catcher, Will Beckman. Payoff pitch to Moritz. That's popped up, foul, and out of play. Through the 3-2, part three, coming up in a moment here. Winner of this one, first qualifier to the 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Dundas. Fairbow and Meesville, our hosts this year. As the payoff pitch, that is in there, strike three. Moritz goes down looking. Zach looking to plate umpire Ricky Hendrickson saying, did I swing or was it a strike? And Runtz, did he say a swing?
I think he said strike.
Oh, it was a strike?
I think he said strike. Okay. I think he called it out.
If you could ump the game from the press box, I would have said that would have been low. But the plate umpire has a better view than I, and it's two away. Strikeout makes it the third strikeout for Funnenstein, as he had two punchouts in the first inning as the first offering to Schlungen in there for a strike. Brian with two away, nobody on, as Rito right back, working from the set most of the time as Funnenstein is that pitch on the other corner for a strike, quickly 0-2 to the Martin left fielder here this evening. I've been to Meesville.
Yep.
I've been to Dundas. I've never been to Faribault's ballpark. Is the 0-2 pitch that's hit in the air short center field coming on Luke Harn. That's going to drop as Brian Schlungen has the first Martin hit. Little soft serve job to short right center, and he's aboard with two away.
You bet Harn just playing Schlungen very deep, and Brian able to tap that one out into no man's land, kind of between the second baseman, right fielder, and center fielder.
Man aboard is Brian Schlungen. That brings Kyle Leeser to the batter's box. KP walked his first time up. As Funnenstein set, first offering to Leeser. That is missing outside for a ball.
Hit by pitch.
He was hit by a pitch. I keep thinking that was a walk because it was 3-2, and I was thinking there's no way Kyle would take a bean with three balls
that
on
it. That just grazed his shoulder, though. Yeah.
Here we sit. Now I've seen everything, right? 1-0 the count. Schlungen inches his lead farther. He stays put. That pitch curls in there for a strike to KP, evening it up at 1-1. Martin's up 1-0, scoring last inning. Funnenstein looking into Beckman for the sign. Good matchup again, 2 years in a row between these teams on a Saturday night. As a pickoff attempt, Schlungen dives back safely. 1-1 the count. Leeser deep in the batter's box.
Interesting how Lanko's holding him over there, Kirby.
I saw that in Lux's first game, as that pitch missing outside, moving our count to 2-1. Now, traditionally, you would think of a first baseman, your foot would either be in front of the bag or on the side of the bag, leaning towards the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Now, Josh stands behind the bag, but he's a lefty. He's got that built-in advantage. That ball could be caught right on the bag.
Sure.
And he could plant that tag on there. And Schlungen. Pickoff attempt,
ooh,
and safe at first base, says the base umpire on the pickoff attempt, Nick Burscheid.
That was very close. That was very close, and Reed threw that one right on the base, and Lanko.
Oh, Lanko's right-handed. I'm sorry.
He is right-handed. Yeah.
I thought he must have had holding his glove in his other hand, but 2-1 the count to Leeser. Schlungen a good lead. He stays put. 2-1 pitch that's skied into short center field. Harn coming on and coming on hard. Luke will call. Luke will catch. Loses his cap, but puts it away anyway. And that does it for the Martins in the third. They scored no runs on one hit. There were no Luxembourg errors and one runner left on base. We've played 2.5. 1-0 our score in favor of St. Martin onto the bottom of the third in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that.
Bottom third here in El Rosa. It's St. Martin up 1-0. It'll be the 9-1-2 spot of the Brewer order due up here. That starts with Connor Clark. Then back to the top of the order, Luke Harn and Ethan Fruth trying to scratch that run back, maybe more, against the Martin righty, Ben Schrader. Schrader has gone the first two. His first offering now to Connor Clark. That pitch will hit Connor Clark. Connor taking that one. And Schrader asking, this is what you were talking about, yep, Randy. That stuff right away. He's claiming that Clark leaned into it. Pretty simple to see from here. That just hit him square in the shoulder.
Yeah. Actually, just grazed him, too, a little bit, Kirby. And it's like you just got to let that go. I know you're trying to pitch inside.
Is that a song from a kid's movie?
It is.
Leadoff hitter on is now the actual leadoff hitter in the game. Luke Harn into the batter's box as Luke looks at a first pitch ball from Ben Schrader, taking some frustration out on Ricky Hendrickson with the fastball right there, overthrowing. Pitch missing high for a ball. Clark aboard at first base. Schrader set at the belt. The righty's 1-0 pitch to Harn. Luke squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a strike as that pitch clipping the corner, evening it up at 1-1. Now, we saw each of these teams, maybe the biggest advocates for small ball here today between these two in the games we saw earlier.
Absolutely.
Always looking to get runners over. And Schrader set. Harn not indicating of a bunt right there as he swings through the Schrader fastball, and Luke's in a hole at 1-2. Harn to be followed by Ethan Fruth. As 1-2 the count, leading at first base, Connor Clark. Tying run on here in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch missing low. Clark took a couple hard steps, but a great block and athletic play by Moritz to get out of his blocking stance and up to retrieve that ball, Randy.
You know, that pitch was on its way, and Harn was pulling at his bat, his hands up his bat like he was going to bunt.
Two strikes?
On two strikes.
Wow.
It's like if that was across the plate, what are you going to do?
You can actually bunt. 2-2 count right now. Schrader comes home. Harn squares to bunt and takes strike three.
Almost identical to what happened before.
Interesting. As Luke squaring around to bunt and then the pitch coming in, if you're going to bunt, that probably should have went at it, but he pulls back and takes strike three for out number one in the second strikeout for Ben Schrader. So one away, staying put at first is Connor Clark. That'll bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Schrader ready, his first offering to Fruth. He squares to bunt, pops this one up. Moritz unable to get over to catch that one as it drops foul. What are we doing over here, Randy? One out bunting?
I don't know.
Bunting with two strikes and taking a strike? It's interesting way at it right here for the Brewers. Schrader looking into Moritz for the sign. Right-hander's got it. Pickoff attempt. And back safely is Connor Clark.
If you're just joining us, St. Martin scored one in the second. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the third.
1-0 our score as another pickoff attempt. And Clark back safely a little easier this time as the Schrader throw, pulling Goble off the bag. Benny's got a quick move.
Yes,
he
does.
Get those feet, quick spin and fire over there. As the righty set, the pitch missing down and in to Fruth to even it up at 1-1. Big Josh Lenko on deck for Luxembourg. Perfect night for ball here in El Rosa. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday, wherever you're catching us. Schrader set. Pause for the right-hander. 1-1 pitch. That is missing down and in. Moving our count now to 2-1. 2-1 the count to Ethan Fruth. Clark aboard at first. He was hit by the first pitch of the inning. Schrader, long pause. His 2-1 pitch. Hit and run attempt right there. The pitch has popped up foul and out of play. We'll even our count up at 2-2.
If that pitch is missed by Ethan Fruth, I think Connor Clark's thrown out big time because he slipped, taken off for second base.
Spun the wheels a little bit.
Spun the wheels.
Fred Flintstone Clark is back at first. He's got his lead. Schrader set. He's looking for another punch out right here. His 2-2 to Fruth. That's missing down. And that'll fill it up at 3-2. That can also put him in motion right here. I think good contact hitter. in Ethan Fruth. See if an opportunity to find a gap. See if you can maybe wheel him around. Schrader set. Staying put is Clark, and the pitch missing low for a ball. So, hit by pitch and a walk gets the tying run to second base, go-ahead run to first base, and the batter will be Big Josh Lenko. Moritz out from behind the plate runs he to go calm down his right-hander.
Yeah, and you know, Kirby, and you see it with some pitchers, others are okay, but it seemed like Ben was maybe concentrating on that runner at first a whole lot more than the guy at the plate, at least that at bat. And I think Ben took himself out of that at bat with Ethan Pruth. He's just got a rare back and go after this hitter right now, Josh Lenko.
Lenko in game number one went 0-for. He's looking for his first region hit. Is that pitch missing low? And another good stop by Zach Morris behind the plate. We talk about the pitching that each of these teams have. Martin's got it made, too, when he got Schlungen. Then your backup catcher, if you will, is Zach Moritz.
Yeah.
It's a luxury that a lot of teams would bend over backwards for. 1-0 the count. Little control issues as of late for Schrader. 1-0 pitch to Lenko. Not on that one. He buzzes that right in there. A hard fastball to even it up at 1-1. Lenko was walked once during the first game. First time he faced him, he bounced out. A little two-hopper to Leeser at short. This pitch is hit on the ground towards short. Could be two to second for one. The relay to first is in time. It will be two, and it's a 6-4-3 double play on a beautiful pitch by Schrader. Great turn by Arsenal after the flip by Leeser, and that does it for the Brewers in the fourth. They score no runs on no hits. There were no Martinairs, one runner left on base. We've played 3-1-0 in favor of San Marti. On to the fourth inning, coming up in 1 minute on your home for Region 15C.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's 5 beers for just $15. Yeah, 5 beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C baseball tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.